This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with Tina Camellia, Lim Soo Ann and Sumitra Selvaraj. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. The theme this year is working together to prevent suicide. So we'll look into how media reporting on suicide can be improved in Malaysia.
And Robert Mugabe, Zimbabwe's political strongman, has passed away at the age of 95 in a Singapore hospital. We take a look at his extraordinary mixed legacy of heroics and villainy.
So on that note, if you have any thoughts to share with us about Robert Mugabe's passing or his mixed legacy, tell us, was he an evil dictator or a revolutionary hero? You can tweet us at BFM Radio, you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can also call us at 0377-332900.
First up, some music, I Just Want to Live by Good Charlotte.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to BFM 89.9. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day, an awareness day observed on the 10th of September every year since 2003. It is held by the International Association for Suicide Prevention in collaboration with the World Health Organization and the World Federation of Mental Health.
Yes, so according to the WHO, suicide is among the top 10 causes of death worldwide, second for those between ages of 15 and 29. So for every death, it is estimated that 20 family members and friends are affected by it emotionally, socially and economically. So this year's theme is the same as the last, working together to prevent suicide. So as media practitioners, let's take a look at how we cover suicide in our reporting, examine the do's and don'ts and find out how we can improve mental health literacy through the media.
So part of the reason why I chose this angle was because last week I read a couple of news articles on two of our leading English dailies about a Mercedes driver who caused a fatal car crash and then proceeded to kill himself. The reports by both publications were graphic, describing explicitly how he did it.
Which isn't uncommon.
Yes, unfortunately. And there were a few other things in both reports that I found quite unethical and against the recommendations of many media guidelines for reporting on suicide. And these guidelines don't exist in Malaysia, also unfortunately, but they are consistent across the board, whether it's from the WHO, Associated Press, or the Poynter Institute.
So we reached out to Azrul Mohamed Khalib, the CEO of Galen Centre for Health and Social Policy, to find out his assessment of how the Malaysian media reports on suicide.
Just last week, there was news about a man who died by suicide after his car caused a fatal crash. And using this example, what is your assessment of how Malaysian media report on suicide?
I think when it comes down to media reporting on cases of suicide, the Malaysian media is still very much leaning towards sensationalizing and perhaps even glamorizing these tragedies that actually occur. All we have to do is look at the way it was reported in the various media, and we look at the English media, for example, where you see that there are photos of the location being used and headlines which describe graphically and very vividly how a person took their own life in that particular incident, was used basically to attract people to read the article. And that's a shame, really, because in those very same articles, you can also see that there are steps where the writers are trying to mitigate the consequences of reporting on suicide by also including helplines like Befrienders integrated into those very same article. So at the moment, when you look at it, where we are in terms of reporting on suicide, it's a mixed bag. Still very much negative leaning, but slowly trying to be a lot more positive and more constructive in the way we report.
You mentioned consequences just now. Maybe you could elaborate on that. What impact does poor reporting on suicide have? Does talking about suicide, whether it is in a careless manner or otherwise, does that trigger suicidal ideation?
So one of the things that's been very clearly proven through studies that have been done worldwide, and certainly it applies here as well, is that when you look at the news coverage regarding suicide, the likelihood that news coverage can actually increase the likelihood of suicide in vulnerable individuals actually increases. So you see that the magnitude of the increase is really related to the duration and the prominence of the coverage. And what you have here is that if it is increasingly very visible in the public eye when it comes to the incidence of suicide, it actually can have a contagion effect, or what we call suicide contagion, where other people are also, in a way, driven or perhaps even wanting to also take their own lives as a result of something that they've read or seen or heard about with regards to these other incidences. So instead of just reporting, media reporting can actually make incidents of suicide actually increase.
Right, but there aren't any media guidelines for reporting on suicide in Malaysia, unlike in a lot of other countries like the US, Canada, Australia, the UK. What would the guideline look like to you if we were to have one? What are some of the key criteria?
Okay, so first and foremost, it needs to be stressed here very clearly. The goal of any such guidelines is not to blame journalists. It's not to tell journalists how to do their jobs. But what research has tells us thus far is that guidelines are actually necessary when it comes to reporting on suicide. It requires that when we look at reporting the facts, it requires a little bit of a nuanced news judgment when it comes to suicide, because the priority here should be to minimize harm. And having said that, a lot of other journalism bodies in other countries around the world have already put together guidelines for journalists who are reporting on instances of suicide. So you have a do's and don'ts when it comes to this issue. Because we have to really very clearly understand that suicide is a public health issue.
Mm.
It's not entertainment. It needs to be reported differently, and we need to be able to recognize that there is a duty or responsibility here, that suicide at the end of the day, we need to recognize, is actually very often due to a treatable mental disorder. So when you look at people who are going through that mental disorder, it means that it is possible for that person to be treated. Mm-hmm. And therefore, there is no reason why anyone has to die by suicide. So if you look at the guidelines that have already been put on by these other journalism bodies, it's something that Malaysian media can already adopt into the existing reporting framework.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't require us to come up with our own guidelines. Because at the end of the day, as I mentioned, have to be able to recognize the duty or responsibility for media to not contribute towards suicide contagion, and at the same time allowing for people who are seeking help to get it.
You mentioned that suicide should be treated as a public health issue, but oftentimes we still see reporting on suicide as a crime, and that's because legally the act is considered a crime here in Malaysia. What can we do about that?
Well, I think, first and foremost, that law needs to change. It is totally irresponsible for us as a society to punish people who are seeking help or basically suffering through a mental disorder whose expression is basically to take their own life. We should not be punishing them, and we definitely need to change that law. We need to also look at these issues as a form of a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at these issues from a mental health perspective, immediately it changes the way we look at how the reporting is done. It is possible.
Mm-hmm.
It is possible for us to not almost criminalize the person who tried to take their own life. If you look at the way that we're reporting thus far, it is on the basis that that person is almost a criminal in the eyes of the law. Therefore, that person does not have rights,
mm-hmm.
does not have privacy, does not have many of the things that in an issue of health, we would take care of.
Mm-hmm.
But because we look at this person as almost an alleged criminal, therefore we feel that his rights are totally out the door. So we need to first and foremost accept and recognize that this is a public health issue in order for us to address some of the negative repercussions, including suicide contagion.
All right. And one last question. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. What is your advice for everyone, and not just the media, about the part we can play to prevent suicide?
Well, I think one of the things that we need to be able to recognize, even as a society, is the fact that suicide is not a crime. Taking your own life is not a crime. Attempting to take your own life is not a crime. These are mental health problems which require help. People need help and not to be criminalized. So we need to be able to ensure that our structures and systems and bodies that are able to help are in place to be able to help people who are looking for it. Unfortunately, today we are very much dependent on very few systems that are able to reach out and provide assistance to people. Right now, we depend almost solely on befrienders to be able to act as that lifeline for people. But befrienders can only do so much. So what is most important is for us as a society to be able to recognize that it's important for us to not leave people alone when they are in trouble. It's important for us to reach out and try to get that person to have access to assistance for care and treatment, perhaps. But it's most importantly for us as a society to recognize the warning signs of suicide. So there are many which can be included in media articles where we need to be able to recognize these signs in order for us to not dismiss it out of hand, but to immediately recognize that this person needs help. So we need to be educated. We need to inform ourselves, be informed about some of these issues that is very much a way for us to also be responsible in taking care of our fellow members of society.
So that was Azrul Muhammad Khalib, who is the CEO of the Galen Centre for Health and Social Policy, weighing in on how the media should cover suicide responsibly. Coincidentally, he will be in the studio tomorrow for his public health series at 4 p.m. on Health and Living. Now, as Azrul mentioned earlier, there are many good guidelines already available that Malaysian media can adopt. For example, WHO's recommendations for ethical reporting on suicide include avoid language that sensationalizes or normalize suicide or presents it as a solution to problems, void explicit description of the method used in a completed or attempted suicide, avoid providing detailed information about the site of a completed or attempted suicide, exercise caution in using photographs or video footage, and always provide information about where to seek help.
And there's no single cause for suicide, but if we are to play our part in suicide prevention, you can potentially identify family members, friends, or even colleagues who may be exhibiting the following signs, including things like sudden or dramatic change in performance or behaviour, talking about wanting to die, talking about feeling hopeless or having no purpose or being a burden to others, increasing their use of alcohol or drugs, showing rage or talking about seeking revenge, or even displaying extreme mood swings.
Yeah, and what you can do when you see situations like this, you can reach out and be a good listener. You should not leave the person alone. You can remove any objects that could be used in a suicide attempt. You can help them seek help from a mental health professional and affirm that treatment and intervention works. So if you have any thoughts, you can weigh in by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or call us 7733-2900. Coming up is Robert Mugabe right after I Will by the Beatles on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.